This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, and you don't know what a fourth down is or how a team scores, you don't have to be an expert for enjoyment to occur. If you need a team to root for, that's what we're here for. It's not a car, it's not a bus. Hop on board, you're safe with us. Welcome to the bandwagon. He's Larry and I'm Kevin. Welcome to the bandwagon. Go Rams, go, now come on in, all aboard.
He is Larry and I am Kevin, and we are on the bandwagon that is the LA Rams after a victory in the desert.
Yes, and a relatively sort of assured victory, almost, kind of,
yeah,
mostly.
It sort of felt like we had it the entire game, didn't we? It never felt too scary.
Yeah, I mean, it was starting to get a little antsy there in the last 5 minutes when, a great drive to wrap up the game that ended with, a fumble, but, you know, he had a missile come at him and knocked the ball out.
Yeah, so Cam Akers, yeah.
Yeah, but, look, at least we're seeing a real Rams team show up in the second half and consistently come back from a little bit of adversity. They were playing at an away game with that sea of red out there. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals clearly have some talent, and they had some good stuff going from time to time. This is not the dominant Rams team we saw toward the end of the season last year. They might get there, but certainly enough signs. And from my standpoint, we got our Cooper Kupp, we got a good dose of him, but we started to see a few more guys showing up in Cam Akers at one point, put everything on his back, broke a few runs. More promising signs, and more importantly, a W. The Los Angeles Rams are now 2-1.
Yep, 20-12 over the Arizona Cardinals, and I totally agree with you. Like, it was interesting because at the end of the game, they were talking about how this broke the streak of Cooper Kupp's, 90-plus yards in a game or something like that.
Right.
But I sort of see that as a potentially good thing because it meant that other weapons were used. And I thought, especially in the first quarter, as you're watching the game, Cooper Kupp's getting everything, and he looks like Cooper Kupp. And that was, and I put my Cooper Kupp jersey on because I was like, yay, he's having a good game. And and then maybe he stopped having a good game because I put it on, so maybe I need to rethink that. But yeah. That's neither here nor there. What I am very happy about is a victory over the Cardinals. By the way, this just came to my mind right now. We had on Tyler Vasquez from the Kickoff in the Valley podcast.
The Arizona Cardinals podcast. Right.
I hopped on with them, and they were trying to get me to shave my mustache, among other things. It was very unprofessional. But they were trying to make bets about, like, I think we made a bet is the bottom line, and I'm pretty sure the bet was that whichever team wins the game, so we won, so I don't have to do anything. I believe Tyler has to come on our podcast dressed in some sort of Rams attire. I will seek clarification on that, but don't worry, my mustache is going nowhere. You won't be seeing me in any Cardinals gear anytime soon, but we'll follow up on that.
Is that what would have had to happen? Would you have had to shave your mustache?
It wouldn't have been shaved. That's what they were asking for,
right.
But I said, you know what, maybe I'll color it red for a day.
Dye it red and
wear some Cardinals stuff. Luckily, I don't have to do that. I'll just keep it blue for the Rams like I normally do. That was a very last minute sort of thing. So hopefully we'll get some payoff from that.
Here's the thing that I'm going to be doing over the next week is practicing by saying the name Ben Skowronek. Ben Skowronek?
Yeah.
Ben Skowronek. Oh, man, I lost it. I sat there watching the game. It's like, I have to get this guy's name down. That Ben Skowronek, I mean, who knows? I have no idea what his background is and maybe, you know, going back in his family, what that name might be. But it sounds like, oh, I'm looking at it now, Polish roots. Okay,
there
I didn't want to make a guess and make it sound like I was making a joke, but it sounds like a Polish name. It sounds like a guy that was playing for the Detroit Lions in the 50s, Ben Skowronek. And that was a guy that came through big today. But I had it in my head. I said it out loud, literally sitting in my living room after he made some very big plays, some big rumbling, stumbling, bumbling down the field, just big old guy carrying the ball, man. That's some throwback football right there. I love that guy.
He looked great, and I loved that Mark Sanchez just seemed, especially in the first quarter, just kept calling him out. There he is. There he is. This is a Rams tight end, by the way, who's looking incredible. And to Mark Sanchez's credit, man, he says, I'm not even going to try to say the name because I can't even remember. He says it flawlessly every time. So, that was a lot of fun to watch.
Honestly, if we were going to spend any time, we really hammered Mark Sanchez last week, and rightly so, I think. He actually called the game about like the Rams played the game. It was pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
There were some. When he got into making Rihanna and Shakira jokes,
that was, I was like, okay.
But he did have some moments of clarity, and he did have some moments of insight. It was definitely an improvement over last week. So, Mark, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. If we're going to be, attached to you for any game that is not a big national broadcast, because I don't think they're going to give him the big.
I don't think so either.
Games.
But he's probably going to get a lot of these regional Rams ones.
These are the regional ones, right?
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
So, yeah, it looks like we're going to have to have a little bit of a dealing with Mark Sanchez factor. But I again, like the Rams, have high hopes that by the end of the season, he will be humming on all cylinders.
There's that optimism. And I did like when there was a low snap to Kyler Murray and they kind of asked Sanchez, like, what's that like for a quarterback when that's coming? And he says, all you're thinking is, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I thought that was perfect. That's the exact kind of commentary we want to hear, man. I want to hear what it's like being, dealing with those things. So,
yeah.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So there we go. We're coming off of a 20-12 victory. Rams are 2-1. I wanted to try something new, Larry. I do introduce it in this little piece that I'm going to play for you, but I'll just tell you now, this is our first ever halftime show report. You know, these networks do these halftime show reports all the time. And I was like, well, we are a reputable podcast that reputable in quotes. All you need to know going into this is, this is going to sound completely unrelated. You'll see why it is in a moment. I have a right before the game started, I got a clogged shower. Okay.
Oh no.
And, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. And without further ado,
oh no.
Here is the Welcome to the Bandwagon halftime show report.
Well, it's halftime of the Rams Cardinals game. The Rams are winning 13-6. And if it sounds like I'm outside walking, it's because that's exactly what I'm doing. This is how I'm spending my halftime. Walking to the 99-cent store to buy Drano or some knockoff brand of Drano. It just happens to be the closest store to me. We're not endorsed by 99 cent store, but we would be happy to. Don't get us wrong, Larry. I know you're nodding in agreement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have now entered the store searching for the, is there a Drano aisle? Okay, I'm seeing cleaning supplies, seeing some knockoff brand Windex. Feel like I'm sniffing around the right territory.
Hey, Kevin, is the 99-cent store the first, automatically first, the first store you would think of to try and get a bottle of Drano? I mean, I was just going to say, all you're probably going to find are the weakest knockoff secondary brand, very suspect, if any, drain cleaner at all. I mean, we'll continue on with your journey here, but I hate to fault your logic. Maybe it was just the closest store within walking distance.
It's the first store that came to mind that didn't involve me getting in my automobile.
That's all right.
Let's see what happens. Here we go.
Territory. Okay, fly swatters, mouse traps, which are pluralized to mice traps. Okay, I have yet to see anything that resembles.
You're in the right area, I think.
And my concern is that maybe everybody during halftime rushed to the 99-cent store and cleaned out the aisles of Drano specifically.
They don't have it.
Okay, we're going to have to ask for help. Excuse me? Do you guys carry Drano, like clog remover?
Check in and now you're 11.
11? Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Aisle 11.
I was going to say 11. I was going to say 11.
Yeah, 11 is... When you think at drain clearing, you think aisle 11 instantly, right, Larry?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty standard, I think, in most retailers, yes.
Pretty standard. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Will Kevin find the Drano? This is the Welcome to the Bandwagon official halftime report. I see Comet. I see Ajax. I see a toilet scrubber.
Oh, so good.
Yes, that is the sound of me finding... Oh, wow, it's not Drano, it's Drain Opener. In fact, the brand exactly is LA's Totally Awesome Drain Opener. It also says very clearly on it that this is poison.
Yeah, you called it, Larry. They did have clear it. There's more to come, don't worry. But yeah, this was not... There was zero Drano in that store.
Drain Opener,
which now makes me wonder if in the word Drano, is that what O stands for? I've never before thought about that.
I think it was retrofitted the other way around, which is the people who making the knockoff going,
yes,
what could that O possibly stand for? And somebody in the back of the room went, opener? Slap it on the label. Let's move.
pretty brilliant. Here we go.
I am so excited. Well, I ran into two neighbors on my walk back, and sure enough, as I walk in the door, we are at the 11:33 mark of the third quarter. The game has begun, which means no one clogging the drain for Kevin. Okay, so as the third quarter is going, I'm reading the instructions on this drain away, and you pour half this bottle down the drain, and then you give it 30 minutes to sit. So at a commercial break here, I'm going to go pour it down the drain. I'm going to give it 30 minutes. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. And you know what? Thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever Welcome to the Bandwagon, now third quarter report. This is no longer a halftime report. Okay, pouring down the drain. Let's see if you can hear the glug glug. Oh my gosh, this better work.
It's killing me.
Yep.
Okay, it's been 50 minutes, so this is officially the moment of truth, where we see if the drain opener worked. And oh, it's still just sitting there in the tub, which means I think I need a snake. I think this clog in my shower is bigger than any Drano or knockoff brand of Drano. So Larry Morgan, I'm coming over to your house to take a shower. By the way, it's the fourth quarter now. So thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever Welcome to the Bandwagon fourth quarter report. I'm Kevin Schatz.
Isn't it a bummer when real life interrupts your had much the same, and when you told me that you had a halftime report,
yes,
I was actually I was pretty excited, because it was like, oh good, because if anything special happened, if there was a special feature or there was some sort of entertainment, I didn't think there would be, but
yeah,
it's like because I am doing the most massive load of laundry today.
Yep.
And this was the day my wife is working at a little store in town. And so I kind of am batching it today. And it was like, my laundry's piled up. I barely have anything to wear to work next week. I'm doing everything. And so, you know, during the game, and also just kind of doing some household stuff and a lot of other work I'm trying to do while I'm keeping an eye on the game, and I'm engaged by it. But the whole halftime was folding and moving and hanging and adjusting. And so when you said halftime report, I did not expect that suspenseful journey. And it did not have a happy ending.
No.
I was I was really, I was on pins and needles there.
I don't know, Larry. Me going over to your house to shower, that sounds like a happy ending in my books.
Well, maybe for one of us, but yes, make your way on over. It's totally fine.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
What a mess. That's a mess.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing about it is that assuming I don't get around to calling a plumber or getting some more potent Drano, we may have to have a count going of how long until Kevin actually showers. We may get a little day count going. So that's something to look forward to next time you see me, Larry.
Yeah, Kevin Spritz, the sponge bath Kevin is what we'll call.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably using my sink today. Is what I'm gonna do. A sink and a sponge. So,
that's what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. So I know, you know. Look, I appreciate you, the listener, for sticking with us through the silliness of my halftime experience. But that is what we do here on the Welcome to the Bandwagon podcast. Is we talk about what it's like to be a fan of the game. And I know I'm not the only one that does something silly or something I don't necessarily want to be doing during halftime. So that is just, you know, these are the inside looks that you're going to be getting here.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Yes, and by the next time we talk, either by the next time or maybe the next post-game reaction episode, we will, of course, get an update on Kevin's drain.
Yes.
just sounds weird now, yes. Saying it that way.
Now everybody's, they're subscribe. They're just ready for it.
I bet you Ben Scourneck family has a plumber in there somewhere. You got to think. So. That sounds like a working class family got a plumber back in there somewhere. But yes, so clearly we are not delving into the statistical nature of the game today. We don't care that much. We got lives to live. We got things to do. I got to go figure out what kind of dinner I'm going to cook for my wife when
good
she
luck
gets
with that.
Home. Because I've made no preparation for that. I may actually run and get takeout and just put it in nice bowls and say, look what I...
There you go.
For you, honey.
Very brilliant. Very brilliant. Well, but what we do care about is if the Rams win, and they did win, and that feels very good. And Larry, a bit of a tease for next episode. I don't know what form this will take exactly, but I have been doing a little bit of a deep dive into a closer look at the fan base of the Rams. And some, I don't want to spoil anything, but I will say that you're going to get a much closer look at who some of these fans that represent the Rams are. So something to look forward to next week.
Excellent. Well, yeah. I will actually have prepared a little look at the opponent next week, at least from the standpoint of the differences between those who live in Los Angeles and those that live in San Francisco, because the next game is a Monday night game in the Bay Area against the 49ers, a longtime rival of the Rams. Now, and I have lived in both the Bay Area and in Southern California in my life. And I have, for a brief period of time, not been a Niners fan, but I was living there when Joe Montana and then Steve Young were winning championships, and Bill Walsh, and I mean that whole era. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of amazing to watch those guys play. Once I moved out of there, my allegiance was you know gone. It was a whiff, but it was amazing to watch them. But I will compare fans from LA with fans from San Francisco we get together on our next episode as a preview of that upcoming Monday night game on October 3rd.
Yeah.
In Santa Clara.
Isn't that
where they play? Levi, is it still Levi Stadium up there?
As far as I know, but you know the way stadiums go. They change every other day.
You know, which is really interesting, Levi Stadium, and yet they have a dress code up there. They won't let you wear jeans. They won't let you wear jeans. It's like, dressy casual is only thing they accept. They will turn you back.
No denim. Well, you know.
Denim and no pleats. They mock you if you wear pleated pants.
As they should.
I'm giving away too much of my bit. It has to wait till our next episode.
And, you know, this may be something we talk about in that episode. But I had, you know, one thing that I think happened, we've talked about this before, when the Rams moved away in 94 and we didn't have a team here for 20 years or so, a lot of fans in L.A. found allegiances to other teams. I don't understand how so many fans here in L.A. found their way to the San Francisco 49ers. And maybe that's because I'm a Dodger fan and like the idea of being a Giants fan is like the furthest thing from any Dodger fan's mind. So I would have thought it would equate to football, but quite frankly, it didn't. I have personal friends who are like, they're 49ers fans, and I just don't get how you can root for anything Northern California related being from Southern California. But maybe I'm just a hater.
Maybe, you know, I don't know that the rivalry is quite as heated. Also, keep in mind the Rams left this area and were gone. Like, there were people who were born and raised here and never had a team here. Yeah. So if they gravitated to a California team, you know, if you didn't want to go, depending on where the Raiders were at that time, and you know, you didn't want to be a Chargers fan, you know, by default, maybe a lot of people kind of gravitated to the Niners and didn't necessarily know or care about the history of that rivalry.
That's actually a good point. It's a California team. I guess that's more the point, is that somehow the Niners are immune from the NorCal hate that a lot of Southern California people seem to have.
But it's still there, for sure, with a lot of fans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it will be a fun matchup. I'm excited to hear your segment and to talk more about it. And that's, you know, look, anytime LA and San Francisco go head to head, I think it's a lot of fun for both cities and for the state as a whole. So that'll be fun to dive into.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So we'll check you out then. So please continue to check us out and jump on the bandwagon. We welcome you, and you can feel free to recommend to your friends. One of the best ways people can find us as a Rams fan podcast is if you subscribe, if you review us and give us a nice rating wherever you listen to us. We would appreciate that. And no matter what your podcatcher of choice is, on your phone, on your desktop, you can find us anywhere and free on the Odyssey app. So thank you for joining us. Jump on that bandwagon. We'll be back again later on this week.
Welcome aboard. I'm grabbing my loofah. I'm coming over, Larry. See you in a few.
Welcome to the bandwagon. He's Larry and I'm Kevin. Welcome to the bandwagon. Go Rams, go. Now come on in. All aboard.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.